Good morning, Oroville. Today is Thursday, 8th of December, and after morning shower, sun is peeking through the clouds, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning and then overcast. Temperature range should be from low 24 to high 28 degrees Celsius, and wind supposed to be blowing from north-northeast at 20 km per hour. Forecast for later on is overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and with northerly winds at 25 km per hour. Chance of a rain is on 50%. Moon is waxing gibbous and 94% of it is illuminated, and on Saturday will be full moon. We are all invited tomorrow between 5 to 7 p.m. at Multimedia Center Auditorium in Town Hall to a slideshow presentation of three different adventures that took place this year. At 5 p.m. we can see a TLC trip to Hampi in October, at 5:45 trekking in Darjeeling from September, and at 6:30 trekking in Ladakh from August. The presentations are full of images narrating the experiences in wilderness and good chance for nature enthusiasts, those who wish to know relevant details about those treks. For others, just come and enjoy the play of being in nature, and members of three treks, the learning community TLC team, Jean, Joy, Pierre Anou, Lalit, Palani, Svaha, Elke, Dinesh, Lola, Anandamai, Vladimir, Orvan, Sergei and Yona, are looking forward to see and share the stories with us. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. a traditional Deepam celebration will take place at Deepam School. Their children and team would like to invite us to join this beautiful celebration. They will light 1,000 oil lamps, and they are asking us to come on time as there will be a small program. Together, just follow the lights from the last school entrance. And for anybody who needs transport to Deepam, the school van will leave at 5:30 p.m. from Solar Kitchen. Resident Service informs us that the server of the LRO office is working again, and if you had an appointment, you can go now any day from Monday to Friday between 9:30 to 12. Siddhartha Farm is sending out a plea for help. As they are saying, 7 acres of rice land and Iran by lakes needs urgent a new fence because stray animals push just through the existing one. They cannot anymore control the ongoing paddy cultivation activities. Your generous help will create a space where they are able to grow peacefully paddy for the Oroville community. And the whole fence line of 1,000 meters will be around 3.5 lakhs. Funds should be placed in Siddhartha Farm investment account at Portus on 0486, and they will keep us posted on the progress. To enjoy an authentic village experience and celebrate cultural heritage, we can join a Harmony Village Promenade on 10th, 18th, or 25th of December, and time is from 9:30 until 1:30 p.m. and the meeting point is Lively Boutique near Ganesh Bakery. For more information, you can call 262-3806 or 262-2589. The mind workshop at Life Education Center called Talkless Tuesday will be held first Tuesday of every month between 2 to 4:30 p.m. My man, Rupert, will be conducting these workshops, and for details, please contact Life Education Center on 262-2082, or you can call Drupat at 962-656-1256. And as Shakespeare says through the last words of Hamlet, and the rest is silence. The Center of the Art in Citadine would like to invite us to an open day on Saturday, 17th of December, between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. A short film on Roger Anger in French will be shown at noon and at 6 p.m. As you might know, a space was created in Citadine dedicated to a permanent display of Roger Anger's architecture and artwork. This space is part of the Center of the Art and will house a permanent exhibition, a mediatheque for PowerPoint presentations, videos and photos and etc., and archives as a small tribute to Roger, chief architect of Oroville chosen by the mother in recognition of his genius as an artist and as a person whose destiny was so deeply interweaved with Oroville's creation and history. Architectures, models and drawings will be also displayed in the temporary exhibition hall from December 17 to January 7, 2012. Space would be open for visitors from Monday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. In Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a French comedy, Les Motifs Anonymes, made in France in 2010 by director Jean-Pierre Amery. And on Saturday at the same place and time we can see an international drama, romance, science fiction, Womb, made in Germany, Hungary, France in 2010 by director and writer Benedikt Flieghoff. On Sunday at 3 p.m., also at Cinema Paradiso, children will join in animation adventure Arthur and the Minimoy, Arthur and the Invisibles, made in France in 2006 by director Luc Besson. Within Panorama of French Cinema at Cine Club in Cinema Paradiso, also on Sunday at 8 p.m., we can see drama, fantasy, or films made in France in 1950 by director Jean Cocteau. At the Shuya Robindo Auditorium, Bar at Nilos, tomorrow at 7:45, they will screen the first part of an Italian film, La Meglio Gioventù, The Best of Youth, written and directed by Marco Tullio Giordano in Italy 2003. And at the Echo Film Club in Sodana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will screen documentary comedy, The Greatest Movie Ever Sold, directed by Morgan Spurlock and made in 2011. If we had a truly living faith, an absolute certitude of the almighty power of the divine, his manifestation could be so evident that the whole earth would be transformed by it. It's written in the words of the Mother on Volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rvlradio.org.